Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the etiquettes of eating, and under the etiquettes of eating we explain is also the etiquettes of drinking. So we bring the various chapters under this book, the various chapters we bring with the various etiquettes of eating and drinking. So today we start a new chapter. Babu bayani jawazi shurbi qa'iman wa bayani anna al-akmala wal-afdala ash-shurbu qa'idan. The chapter on the permissibility of standing and drinking, and the clarification that it is superior to sit and drink. So we explained before that Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was shari' alayhi salam. In other words, he came to show us all the different application of the laws of deen. So at times Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would show us what was best, and at times also he would show us what wasn't the best but was still permissible. In other words, within that range of permissibility, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would show us within the permissible range what is the best and what is the less best also. In other words, so that we know what is permissible. So you'll get within the range of permissibility that which is not the best but permissible, which we call mubah. It's something that is permissible, although it's not the best. And then at time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would also show us what is the best. So that the person knows that within the range of permissibility, this is what is permissible. So this is what this chapter is teaching us, that to stand and drink is permissible, but to sit is preferable, is the best. So if somebody happens to stand and drink, then he is not doing the best, but he is doing something that is permissible. And this is from amongst the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that has so much of wisdom and hikmat in it. Sometimes a person is in a place where the floor may be dirty, maybe a place where it's missed, or it may be a busy street or a busy road and he needs to drink something, and now he can't sit. There is a danger that people may walk. There's a big crowd of people that is going, or there are cars or something that are moving past. It's difficult for him and he needs to drink. It may sound strange to us, but when you go to India and other places, you'll see sometimes how busy the streets are. Very, very busy. A person can't even find a place to sit and drink. And if every person has to sit there at that moment, then it will become very difficult for anybody to move. Or sometimes if a person, for example, we think of in moving in Hajj, and if a person has to sit down now to drink and the crowds are moving, it's very likely this person will get stampeded. So in cases like this, then we know this is the beauty of the deen that we have been shown, that we are allowed to even stand and drink in a case like that. However, the best is to sit and drink. Therefore, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayh has made it a point of saying, أَنَّ الْأَكْمَلَ وَالْأَفْضَلَ الشُّرْبُ قَاعِدًا. There's a clarification that it is superior to sit and drink. So somebody, if he happens to stand, then it is permissible, but the best thing to do is to sit and drink. And then under this we'll see the ahadith that show that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at times he stood and drank, and there are times that he sat and drank, but we are encouraged to sit and drink. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi, the first hadith he brings here, وَفِي حَدِيثِ Kabsha as-sabiq, that he brings the hadith of Hazrat Kabsha radiallahu anhu, which we passed, and when we passed it also, it wasn't brought for the purpose of showing that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood and drank. There we brought this, or he brought this hadith to show us. We were explaining that when a person has a big vessel, and from that big vessel what is meant to point to small vessels, then he shouldn't drink directly from the big vessel. We explained, for example, a 2-liter bottle or a 1.25 bottle or a jug, or a skin that is sealed where you can't see inside, then the thing that a person should do is pour it into another vessel, another utensil like a glass. Now he can see what he's drinking. It is a smaller one and there's less force also that's going down. And also there's the ideal that a person, he can see what is there, so he doesn't drink or any type of dirt, anything that is harmful to him. And also we mentioned one point, that if you're drinking from a big vessel, then the next person may feel it difficult to drink. He doesn't have, you get people that don't like sometimes to drink from the same place someone else has drunk from. So we make it easy for him. This is a big pouring vessel. We don't drink directly from there. We pour it into a smaller glass and then we drink from there. So anyway, this hadith was brought, and this hadith, at that point when Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi had brought this hadith, was to show us that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at times, he drank from a big skin, to show us that it is permissible. But there again we explained it wasn't the best. You got the best and you got those things that are permissible. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was showing us the limit. So we just go through that hadith again. So Hazrat Umm Thabit, Kabsha ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anha, the sister of Hassan ibn Thabit, radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to us and drank from the mouth of a hanging water skin. So I went to its mouth and cut it off. Here we explain that she had cut off that part of that water skin, that bag, to preserve it, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had touched it. She wanted to derive blessings, and she wanted to protect it now from getting soiled and messed. This was the place that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had drunk from. Now here we explain that that hadith shows that it is permissible to drink directly, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, it was a water skin that was hanging, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drank directly from the water skin. But look at the muhaddithin, how they take out one point from a hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, that water skin was hanging, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drank directly from that water skin. So at that time, to show that you can drink directly, it's permissible to drink directly from a vessel, it's permissible. But Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi, like other muhaddithin also, they brought about another point from there. What point? Was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was standing at that point, because that water skin was hanging. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was standing and he drank from there. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi, to show that it is permissible, so under this chapter, to show that it is permissible to stand and drink, he brought this hadith and he makes reference to it, that this hadith we quoted separately. When Rasulullah sallallahu came, he stood and he drank from that water skin. The next hadith, and Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma qal, saqaytu an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam min zamzam, fashariba wa huwa qa'imun, muttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates that I gave Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam water from zamzam, and he drank it while standing. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drank the zamzam water while standing. Ulama explained that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood and he drank zamzam for a few reasons. One is to clarify and to show that it is permissible to stand and drink. That was the first reason, to show the ummah that it is permissible. Not it's something that we should do. Sometimes the youngsters misunderstand when they hear the word permissible, then they think this is something we must do. Give you one example. It is permissible for a person to cover from navel till the knee. In other words, to wear jammies, it is permissible for him to cover from the navel to the knee and read his salah. But we won't say that is the best thing. If a person comes into the masjid without a top, he only got the navel to the knee covered, that's permissible. But that's not the best thing to do. The afdal thing to do is cover oneself properly, come in a decent fashion, come in a fashion that the person is presentable. This is the best thing to do. So similarly in Sharia, there are things that are best to do and there are things that are permissible. Doesn't mean something is permissible, we must make it the rule. So although it is permissible to stand and drink, we don't make it the rule that the person must stand and drink. Anyway, so this with regard to Zamzam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood and drank to clarify that it is permissible to drink. And then with specifically with regards to Zamzam and being in front of Baytullah, Kaaba Sharif, ulama explained out of respect for Kaaba, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood and drank the Zamzam in front of Kaaba Sharif. It doesn't mean when a person is at home now, he must stand and drink Zamzam. Sometimes people think that when we're at home and we're drinking Zamzam, we must stand up and drink. There's no such thing. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was in front of Kaaba, out of respect for Baytullah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood and he drank Zamzam to show us that it is permissible. The next thing ulama explained was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Zamzam is a holy water, it is a blessed water. So the more we drink Zamzam, the better it is. When a person is standing, his input, his intake levels are higher. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could take more Zamzam. Therefore he stood and he drank Zamzam when he was in front of Baytullah. There was also a huge crowd at that time when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given Zamzam in front of Baytullah. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was making Hajj. Big crowd was there. It was difficult to sit. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood and drank. Here again we explain the blessing and the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, showing us that at times it will be difficult to sit. A person is allowed to stand and drink. Another explanation ulama gave was that place around the Zamzam where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. It wasn't like how it was now. Marble place was spick and span. It was a place that because of a lot of water was being served, etc. It was muddy. It was difficult to sit. So Rasulullah sallam teaching us, showing us, sometimes the floor will be messed, it will be muddy, etc. Person is allowed to stand. So these are some of the reasons that the ulama gave why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood and he drank Zamzam. Allah Pak give us also the tawfiq of making amal. So therefore if a person is at home and he sits and he drinks Zamzam also, there is no harm. Yeah, Nabi alayhi salam did it for a specific reason. So one of the adabs of drinking Zamzam also, ulama explained, If the person is in front of Baytullah, then at that time it is better for him to stand and drink. And if he's back at home, then for him it is better now to sit and drink even the Zamzam water. May Allah Pak give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.